Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Oskaloosa Boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold. After a couple of wins from this past week, you guys are now 3-1. And coach, starting off with that game against Morehead Academy, you guys got outscored 19-9 in the first quarter. You bounce back, you outscore them 16-8 in the second quarter, and then you get the game-winning buzzer beater at the end with Rowe knocking down the little floater. Your overall thoughts on how this one transpired?
I was very pleased. You know, in the past, our guys, when they've kind of gotten down like that, have, you know, tended to try to do too much or try to take it upon themselves that they had to do something. And, you know, we buckled down on the defensive end, got to the shooters, and then we shared the ball offensively and got some good looks. We really didn't even finish that well, but we did enough to get us in position there at the end. And, you know, Josh makes a heck of a shot at the buzzer. So I was really, really happy for him because he did. He played a really good game, and for him to be able to celebrate that at the end with the guys was pretty awesome.
And coach, you told me before this that play that you guys ran wasn't exactly how you drew it up.
No, usually how it goes, you know, you say A, B, C, and they do X, Y, Z. And our initial one was Trent coming down the lane, and they defended it pretty well. But it actually, they defended it probably too well, and it kind of left Josh a crease there, and Coy did a good job finding him, and then Josh took care of the rest and just, you know, he's very athletic, and he just made an athletic move and made a heck of a shot.
Incredible stuff. And then you guys got it out another tough one on Tuesday night against McLouth on the road, 61-55, in kind of a high-scoring bout. Coach Trent Van Houten, he had another spectacular performance in this one.
He did. You know, we kind of got stagnant there offensively a few times, and he bailed us out. He just, you know, when you can make shots, it covers up a lot of mistakes you might have on as far as our team offensively. He did a great job. He knocked down outside shots, knocked down some mid-range jumpers, took it to the rim, made shots around the rim. Then I don't know what he went from the free throw line, but I felt like he was at least 70-75% from the line, and he had to have gotten there at least 10 to 15 times. So, you know, all around he was real solid. We didn't do very good rebounding, which had a lot to do with them. They're scrappy, I tell you. They get after it, and they're pretty athletic, and we didn't do a good enough job boxing them out, and they got a lot of second chance opportunities because of it. But, you know, the guys kept battling. Second half, I felt like we did much better job on the glass. And then different guys stepped up, made shots. Ashton Glavin came off the bench for us last night, and he was really good in that first half, especially. Made some tough shots around the rim, got fouled a couple times. I mean, he really came in and gave us some good minutes there last night.
Yeah, Coach, kind of speaking about that depth, how difficult has it been to kind of navigate that with Gunner and Coy coming back this past week?
You just kind of tend to put the guys in there you trust the most, and it's been mainly a lot of our seniors and Trent. So it's been hard making sure the other guys understand that this is going to be a process, and there's going to be some nights that some guys get X amount of minutes and other nights others do. It's just going to have to be kind of who's on that night, who's giving us the most.
Absolutely. And coming up, you guys take on a Jefferson County North team that has gotten off to a bit of a slow start in terms of the win column, but they've been playing pretty well. Coach, just want to get your thoughts quickly about the Chargers.
They're always solid. They are athletic, and in the past, it's been, you know, a lot of times I felt like almost just kind of threw it up so they could go get the rebound and get a better shot. So we know that they're gonna get up and down the floor. They're gonna rebound. We've just got to do a better job of limiting them to one shot. We can't give up any offensive rebounds because that'll a team like that. That's how they're gonna beat you. They're gonna out athlete you. They're gonna out muscle you. And if you don't get a butt on them and get rebounds, you're gonna have a long night.
Absolutely. It should be a fun matchup, and this will be your guys' last game before the break, and then it'll be Christmas time, and then we'll be talking about basketball in 2024. Hard to believe that. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.